and receive and be made free with us today. Come and restore your heart and soul with us today. Hunger for the precious bread of life. Come all who thirst, drink of the living water. Come to God's life and be revived with us today. Come be transformed Lord of Lords, with us today. Come worship with us as we lift our Savior up. Here at God's life, experience life in Christ. Experience life in Christ at God's Life.
Welcome to God's Life Christian Church here on the beaches of Kapalina in Oahu, Hawaii. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has made for you and for me. Whether you're joining us now from the East Coast or the West Coast, the lands down under, the lands in Europe or Asia or Africa, or in the Pacific or the Atlantic, or right here in Oahu in the Hawaiian chains of islands, we welcome you to now take your place, hallelujah, as we go to the throne of grace. So put everything aside and let us pray to our Daddy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless and praise and magnify you on this day that you have made. Father, we're so grateful, so appreciative for another day to be able to part our lips and say, Abba, Father. Another day, glory to God, to say, Lord, I thank you. Another day, Father God, to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help is coming from you. Father God, we thank and we praise and we magnify your great and wonderful name. As we continue our series on seeking God and seeking God first, Father, we thank you for enabling us to break up the fallow grounds of our heart, to receive this engrafted word of truth, Lord God, concerning, Lord God, spiritual influence, Father God. We thank and praise you for quickening us in the inward part, Lord God, to be a people that allow light to shine, that men would see our good works and glorify you. We thank and praise you, Father God, that they won't just see us, but they'll see the Jesus in us. They'll hear the Jesus coming out of us. They'll see a hand of loving kindness extended unto them, because our light is shining and we're seeking to influence men for the kingdom. We're seeking to influence children, glory to God, to walk circumspect before you. We're seeking to influence, my God, the downtrodden to know, God, that there is great hope in your name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as the man of God would come, as Bishop Calvin would come to share this word of truth, we ask you to pour out your spirit upon him and rise it up in him, God, that he not speak of himself, but he speak of you. Let the words of life and truth, Lord God, come forth in power and in simplicity and with authority, breaking up, Lord God, the lies of the enemy, God, that we're nothing and nobody, and revealing to us how important we are in the work of the kingdom. Revealing to us, God, how we can influence the next generation for the glory and the honor of your praise. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we will be receptive, my God, that as we seek you, God, teach us, oh God, how to be a people that are influencing others around us and about us, God, that we take nothing and no one lightly or for granted, but we realize how valuable our work is and how important it is, Lord God, for the kingdom of our God. So we thank you today, God. And we give you praise that we, Lord God, are not influenced by the world, but we're influenced by the word of God. We're influenced by the B-I-B-L-E. We're influenced by the Holy Spirit working in us, God, to glorify and to honor you, that multitudes, Lord, would be saved. No longer in the valley of decision, no longer tossed to and fro, but repentant, Lord God, and turning their whole heart, soul, and mind back to you. you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we thank you, Father God, and praise you for raising up a people, God, that are spiritually influencing others. In Jesus' name, amen.
So today, I want to get right into the message. We want to talk today about spiritual influence. Spiritual influence. When you look up the definition for the word influence, it says the capacity, a power of persons or things to be compelling, to be a compelling force on or produce effect on the actions, behavior, and opinions of others. We use the word family influence to get that kind of contact. And then another definition, the action or process of producing effect on the action, behavior, opinion, etc. of another or others. Amen. And then the third one is a person or thing that exert influence. Amen. So when we look up the word influence, we see that it is something that has the ability to affect a way a person think, a way a person react, a way a person see things, and affects people's outlook on things. So when I speak about spiritual influence, amen, spiritual influence is when we do or say things that shape people's attitude towards God. So when we say spiritual influence, what are we doing, or how are we living, or how are we speaking that is having a direct influence on a person's view of God or their attitude towards God? Amen. And Matthew's the 5th chapter and the 13th verse, and I'm going to read verses 13 through 16. Matthew's 15 chapter, verses 13 through 16. The 13th verse read, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. If ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do a man light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it giveth life unto all that are in the house." The 16th verse, which is my reference text, is, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So our emphasis today is we are supposed to be the only way, the only light that people can see that we're the ones that influence people towards God. As Christians, we're the ones that do the influencing, the spiritual influence that is towards God. People can be influenced in a lot of ways. I mean, the devil influenced a third of the angels to follow him out of heaven. Amen. Hitler influenced a lot of people to follow him. So we see that people can influence people in a lot of different ways. And a lot of us have been influenced to do things. People influence people to get in trouble. People influence people to get in relationships, get out of relationships, and all of these things. So we see that the power of influence does work. However, our emphasis today is spiritual influence. What are we doing, and how are we speaking, and how are we living in such a way that we influence people to have a positive look when it comes to God? What do we do? Amen? So as we look at today's society, and we see people doing things that we would say at one time, they're doing things or saying things that we never thought we would ever see or never even hear. And so this brings us to a place of self-examination. So when I say self-examination, I'm saying we should examine ourselves to see if our influence on people is towards God or away from God. Amen? To see if by chance we are somewise playing into some of the negative things that we are seeing. Is there anything that we are doing that is influencing people to do things that is not towards God, but do things away from God? So as we look around, we see that we should be people who would have more influence on the things of God or the things of God. We have a lot of power to influence people. And even if we don't think that we're influencing people, we are influencing people. Because when people know that I'm a Christian, know that you're a Christian, they look at what we do. And they look at how we talk. They look at how we walk. They look at how we act. They look at how we see things. And they are paying attention to us because for some people, we are supposed to be an example for them as a Christian. Whether it is other Christians watching us or if it's sinners that's watching us, we are influencing people. Don't ever fool yourself that you're not playing a role of influencing people because somebody is watching you to be influence or to find a way or find an example or find a role model in which they would want to be like or want to follow. So we got to think about God has placed us in the center of our friends. We have friends and that we influence. And how do we influence those friends? Amen. So how do we influence? Do we influence them to God or we influence them away from God? Amen. So we got to think about my friends. What do I talk about? What do I share with them? What is my approach? What is my outcome? How do I see things? Do I see things through God's eye? And do I in some kind of way say something to get people to see things through God's eye? Or I just go along with the conversation wherever it goes. I just go along with it. Amen. And then when we think about our families. We think about our families. If you're a parent, you know, then you are, then if you're a parent, you got to think about your children and your grandchildren. If you're married, you got to think about how you're influencing your spouse. Amen. Amen. And then other family members, how are we influencing our brothers? We have brothers, our sisters as we have in sisters, our uncles and aunts and our nephews and cousins and all of those things. How are we influencing them in there in our actions or in our words that is favorable to God or get them to get a favorable view of God. Amen. So I did a message once, have we lost our spiritual influence? And I think a lot of people today, amen, they have drifted away from the things of God. They have drifted away from God. In other words, I want to be a Christian, but I don't want to be a Christian that acknowledge God. I don't want to be a Christian that makes sure that my actions not only influence myself to serve God, but influence others favorably towards God. Amen? Hallelujah. So then we got to think about that. How are we influencing our spouses? Do we help our spouses, those of you that are married? Those of you that are parents, how do you influence your kids? Do you influence your kids in a way that they should go after God? I think about how that different people have given me different stories of what how they was influenced by their mother or father when they was a kid about the things of God. I thank God that my grandmother influenced me to go to church. She influenced us to go to church and influenced us to know that glory to God, the things of God, the things of God is of much of great importance to us. Amen. And I think about other people within the body of Christ, my pastor, how he influenced me to not just say that I'm a Christian, but actually live in a way that glory to God, other people would see God's good works in me and want to serve him or glorify him. Amen. And so that's the whole thing. Spiritual influence is what you and I do to other people or what other people see in us or hear from us. What do we do to influence people to want to know God, to want to pursue God? Amen. And we're living in a time and a society where, oh, glory to God, that people need proper influence. They need proper influence. Glory to God. If they're not influenced in the right way, they're going to be influenced in the wrong way. All we have to do is look at the news or read the news or whatever, or just hear people talk. And man, what you hear, you're like, listen, they got some bad influence. Somebody is not influencing them towards God. And right now we're living in a society where it is anti-God. People took prayer out of school. I remember the time when I was going to school, amen, that prayer was something that the teacher did every morning. Every morning they had prayer in the school. They not only did the teacher do it in each class, but over the loudspeaker, after we would hear the national anthem, then somebody, the principal or somebody would pray. And so what happened to that? That had right influence. And this is why some people of the olden times when prayer was allowed in school, they have a proper view of life. They have a proper appreciation for people. They have a proper value when it comes to people. Once we take God out of the picture, then people begin to lean to their own understanding and they don't know what to do. So the challenge for us today is that we play a role. We can look and say, man, this generation done lost it. These people are off the wall. They off the hook. They off the chain. Whatever you want to say they off of. But I say they off of God. Amen. They need to get on Jesus with what they need. Amen. And so whenever I look at what is going on today, I want to challenge and encourage Christians everywhere to examine yourself, ask Holy Spirit to help you to be a better influence so that people can get the true help that they need, and that is the receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and if they're already saved, being encouraged to pursue God to a greater degree. Amen. And so let us do that. And one example that I want to encourage parents and grandparents about, this is what an example of what influence does, and I need you to know that spiritual influence is just not something that you're doing for one generation, but it's something that affects people's lives. Even when you're dead and gone, your spiritual influence can still be playing a role in people's life. I looked up the story of Jonathan Edwards and his wife Sarah, amen, and how that they were godly parents. And they set a course in their life, amen, to honor Christ, and they gave careful attention to how they raised their kids. And somebody went back and did a study of how all of their kids end up, amen, their kids, their grandkids, and descendants and descendants and descendants. And it turned out that one of their descendants was a vice president of the United States. The other one was, three of them was U.S. senators. Three of them was governors. Three of them was mayors. 13 became college presidents. 30 of them became judges. 65 of their descendants became professors. 80 became public office holders. 100 of their descendants became lawyers. And 100 of their descendants became missionaries. So it just shows that the influence that we have on people, whether we understand it or not, is long term. It is not just something that's in our lifetime that we will see the effects of our influence, our spiritual influence, as they did. So the influence of one godly father, one godly mother, amen, glory to God, has the ability to do good in families over generations and generation and generation. And I want to let you know that, glory to God, how you influence people today will have an impact on their life, not only their life, but then how they will influence other people, and then how those other people that they influence keep influence. So it's like a domino effect. When we allow Holy Spirit to give us what we need to influence others the proper way, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And I can look today, amen, and because of the spiritual influence that I had and I passed on to others, I see others that I influence is influencing others towards God. Amen. So let us think about influencing others. Some of you have works. Some of you go to your job. God has placed you there to influence people towards him. Amen. So then some people, they have their bosses of other people. God has given you that position to in some wise influence those people to know about God. Amen. And then God has placed us, amen, teachers. Some people teach. Those teachers have the responsibility from God to influence those students towards God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then for our co-workers, we think about our neighbors, we think about other people that God placed in our contact. God saved us. Amen. And because of that, if we are Christians, we have a ministry of spiritual influence, and we're supposed to influence people towards God. It's not going to say that everybody that you talk towards God, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to start serving God yesterday. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not going to do that. But anytime that they are around us, or anytime we have the ability to influence, we should be influencing people in such a way that you need to know God. You need to know Jesus Christ. You need to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior at some point. I know that one of the deacons in our church, it took me five years of trying to influence him that God was right. And whenever, glory to God, he came to Christ, he didn't leave. He's still there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so our influence go a long way. Now it's been what? Since 1992, almost 30 years. And that in 5 years of influencing him is still lasting 30 years later. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we need to know that we're influencing people, whether we know it or not. Whether we know it or not, you are influencing people. Whether you do it consciously or unconsciously, we're going to influence people one way or the other. There's some people that you don't know that are saying that because of Calvin, because of you, whoever you are, call your name, because of you, I have started doing A, B, C, or D. Now, sometimes we may influence people to pursue going to school. We may influence people to stop doing crimes and stop doing different things or a lot of things. We can influence people in a lot of different ways. A lot of times we are successful in influencing people in some good things, but we don't always see the importance of influencing people into godly things to get to know God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glory to God, glorify the Father. Now, I need you to know that it does matter what light you shine or what kind of light you're letting shine. It does matter greatly. Amen. Glory to God. And so God put us in the midst of people to let our light shine, because a lot of times the people around you, they're not Christian, so they're walking in darkness. So if I have light, if you have the light, then God wants us to use that light as spiritual influence to influence people to come to the light so that they would in turn become light to others. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I need you to know, as much as you might think, well, my little input don't mean a whole lot, I need you to know, glory to God, that all of us will influence somebody, or some of us will influence a lot of people. Whether we know it intentionally or don't know it, you are influencing people. So with that in mind, with that thought, amen, I always try to examine myself, because I want to know what is I'm influencing this person to do. What is I'm is my influencing causing them to just take a worldly approach to life, or is my influencing causing them to take a godly approach to life? Amen. Hallelujah. So I wanted to just touch on that a little bit today. Amen. We're going to get deep into it in future messages, but I want to just bring that up because I think that because of what we're celebrating, we're celebrating motherhood and all of those things like that. And with the attack that's going on against motherhood right now, it is very saddening. But I know a lot of times mothers don't think that they're having a lot of influence on their children. Amen. And I want to encourage mothers, or I want to cause them to see that they can have impact. And so if you're a mother of a child growing up in this day's world, you may sometime wonder how much of an impact that your influence is having on your child. Well, you're competing with the influence of teachers. You're competing with the influence of television. You're competing with the influence of the children's peers. You're competing with the influence of video games. And sadly, we're competing with the influence of our government. And then we're competing with the influence of the media when the children watch TV. Amen. So you may think that all of this may outweigh whatever influence you have. But I want to look at the example of Moses' mother, Jochebed, amen. And she lived in extremely difficult times, just like a lot of mothers are today. And she had limited say over what would happen to her son. And yet she used what opportunity she did have to affect his growth and his development. First of all, she exercised bold faith by refusing the king's decree to kill all the firstborn, or Pharaoh's decree to kill all the firstborn, or to kill the males in that time. Amen. And God honored her faith. Amen. Not only by preserving the baby's life, but also by arranging circumstance that allow Jochebed to serve as his nurse. And as his nurse, glory to God, she was able to still mother him and still have great influence over him. So when we look at the history of Moses' life, because of the influence of his mother, because of her godly life, because she wanted to make sure that her child knew about God, and she wanted to influence that child in godly things. Amen. Glory to God. So Moses' life, amen, it was successful because of how she helped shape his character, how the mother helped shape the character as the nurse. Amen. First of all, she didn't kill him. And then God created a situation where Pharaoh's daughter, amen, glory to God, saw him drifting and wanted him to be her child. And because Moses' mother was serving in her quarters, amen, she gave Moses' mother nurse over her own child. Hallelujah. Amen. Let her to be the nurse. Amen. And so the fact that an adult that as an adult, he unashamedly identified with the Hebrews and the God of Israel, despite his connections to the royal court, is a testimony that Jochebed influenced during his formative years. Amen. Glory to God. It showed that she had great impact on him. So as a mother, you probably have much more opportunity than Jochebed to influence your child. She only had him for a season, but as you, as mothers, may have more opportunity, and then some you may not have an opportunity. But what I say to you, take advantage of whatever time you have to influence your child before, glory to God, they get to the place to where they don't want you to have no influence in them at all. Amen. So make sure that you make a positive, godly, lasting contribution to your children, and make sure that that influence or that contribution that you put in their life, that it be to God's glory, that they raise up to serve God. Hallelujah. So then either a mother are going to have an impact, amen, godly in their child, or they're going to leave it to the world to get them to conform to the mindset of the world. So I want to encourage you, amen, mothers, that you have an impact. Just examine your influence and ask God to get, and ask God, first of all, if you're not saved, give Jesus Christ your life, and then he will give you the help of the Holy Spirit to help you to properly influence your children. Even after they are grown, you can still influence your children. Amen. Hallelujah. And for those of you mothers who are already Christians, let the Holy Spirit show you, and regardless of how it seems like your children don't want to listen, amen, then let Holy Spirit show you, glory to God, how to raise that child up in the admonition of God and speak those things, live a life that, glory to God, influence their life, and speak words that influence what they say. Amen. So I want to say, in this society that we're living in today, there is a move to cancel motherhood. I've been looking at things that's been taking place with this abortion and with all of these things. Amen. But let's keep in mind that we would not be here if our mothers was influenced to abort us. We would not be here. So let us thank mothers, amen, for their desire to bring us into the world. Let us thank mothers for their desire to bring us into the world. And I need you to know, if your mother never do anything else for you, amen, she did something good. She did not abort you or kill you, but she, glory to God, brought you into this life. And that is the best gift that she could give us. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to do some other things, but let us keep in mind that they didn't abort us. And you know, the thing that I think about, you know, I really pray, because I'm so saddened in my heart and my spirit, that people who are out there saying, you know, pushing for abortions, they don't never look in the mirror and say, well, how did I get here? How did I get here? If my mother would have aborted me, I would not be here. You know, so that is the thing that I think about. Amen. And I thank mothers everywhere that didn't abort their child because of whatever circumstance or situation that was going on. They didn't abort their child, because you have to think about, it has to be a very bad influence for a person who is alive to want, don't want nobody else to be alive. It has to be a bad influence for a person to want somebody to kill, amen, a child in the womb. And then there's the laws that says that they can kill them weeks and weeks after they're alive. Thank God for the mothers who are mothers enough to give birth to their child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the mothers that was not influenced by this foolishness, by these demonic thoughts and spirits and devils. Amen. That it is okay in the sight of God to kill a child, to kill a human being. It's okay in the sight of God. I thank God that there's a lot of mothers today that the reason why they're mothers, because they wasn't influenced. And I say to you mothers who have children, amen, and especially if your child is one of those children that is out there pushing for abortion, mothers, to your best ability, speak to your children and tell them, if I would have aborted you, you wouldn't be here. Amen. If I would have aborted you, you would not be here. Think about that. And then mothers, all the mothers of the women with child that you know, amen, tell them, glory to God, that they are alive because their mother didn't abort them. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we think about influence and spiritual influence, amen, glory to God, there's no way that we could have possibly influenced somebody spiritually and they see that it's okay to murder somebody, that they see that it's okay to do whatever it takes to murder somebody. I cannot see that. So as much as lies within you, if God allow you to come in the sphere of somebody, amen, who think that that's okay, ask Holy Spirit to give you the words, and I'm not just talking about mothers, but I'm talking about all of us, give you the words of wisdom to speak to them so that they can see that I would not be here today if my mother would have aborted me. And I believe that Holy Spirit will begin to cause them to thank their mothers for not aborting them. And I believe that they would move away from the mindset that it's okay to kill people. Because guess what? If I would have been killed, I'd have never known life. I've never been here. I've never known anything. So glory to God, those of you, amen, who have the ability, and I'm going to say this again, to influence these people that are running around here thinking that it's okay to kill people, ask Holy Spirit, give you wisdom, give you the words that you might speak to them in such a way that they would recognize, that they would see, I would not be if my mother had aborted me. If my mother had to kill me in the womb or whatever, I would not be. And so I pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that people everywhere will begin to ask God for wisdom. Lord, these people, they have bad influence. They have been influenced in a bad way. Lord, how can I now, you know, regardless of how we've been influenced in the past, but you know what? Every day is a new day. We can get it right to start influencing people towards God. How can I influence people in such a way that they have a favorable view and attitude towards God? I want to say thank God for the mothers. Thank God for my mother. She's not alive today, but I am. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for my grandmother. She's not alive today, but I thank God for them. And I thank God for every mother, every woman that ever had a child. I thank God for you today, because that is the only way you're going to become a mother. And how can we celebrate Mother's Day and not see the work that the enemy is doing to cancel motherhood? The enemy is working busy to cancel motherhood. But today we celebrate mothers, hallelujah, and we celebrate the work that and the gift that God has given them to bear a child and to bring a child to full fruition. So we just thank God today, amen, glory to God, that they was not influenced wrongly. So now we all, not only just mothers, but we all have an opportunity. And God will give us an opportunity to show, for us to allow Holy Spirit to help us to influence somebody towards God. In Jesus' name, amen.